Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the upcoming book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 83 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals and school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're discussing summertime marketing strategies for public schools. With the school year at an end, most buildings are empty of students and most staff. And as principals, we finally get a chance to take a deep breath and relax and get some thinking done. Once we do that a few times, we know we got to get back to that work, get back to that grind. And one of the things that we do as we reflect is think about how we can increase our student count and think of ways to market our school's uniqueness to our families. And in an era of increasing competition, we know that we have to stand out to capture the attention of families who have greater choice. How can we market our school so that the values that we stand for are represented? These three strategies that I'm going to mention can help support your enrollment goals. The first one is to be unique. And this isn't easy for a public school, as I've said before, because we have to be everything for everybody. We don't have an opportunity to self-select our students based on religion or having a sports theme or, you know, the arts. We have to make sure that our school welcomes everybody. One of the advantages that private and charter schools have is their ability to define their own niche. A private school has the luxury of choosing to be religious-based, and our Secretary of Ed, Betsy DeVos, shows us that those private schools are becoming more and more relevant, or the power is starting to swing in their directions in terms of getting funding and money. So we got to look out for those private schools. And then we got to, of course, look out for the charter schools, because they can have those specific themes or cater to specific ethnicities or cultures. And as a public school, what we got to do is find our focus. And that is essential to increasing our school enrollment. And this has traditionally been done through an emphasis on things like team athletics or the band, or maybe you have a really good arts program that you're known for. In today's technological age, we got to figure out ways that we can stand out from the crowd and show that to our audience, who is our families. And answering that question, what can we offer? How can we be unique? Will help market your school. Remember that regardless of whether you're a newly established principal or a veteran, you are an expert at what you do. You have the education, you have the experience, and what you bring to the table in its uniqueness are your own particular values as that building leader. And this can help guide where your school is going and how you market your school. One of the things you need to do is you got to know exactly what the students need to do to be successful, and you got to be able to deliver it. So whatever that or whatever those values are, how do those impact student gains? The families in your community need you and your school's particular type of expertise, and emphasizing that will absolutely help you target those families that you want in your school. Once you identify your one-of-a-kind culture, the next step, of course, is then spreading the word. And the easiest way to do that is through social media. It's easy. It's free. Presumably, you already have a Facebook account. If you don't, now's the time to start one. According to the Facebook stats, Facebook has the largest number of users between 25 and 35, and this is the prime time of beginning families, where they're just starting out. So you can leverage your demographic data and use a social media platform to meet your families where they are. Well, as a public school, we have to accommodate everyone, We can still specialize in certain areas. Using social media will help spread your unique characteristics and your school values. Even though school may be out for you now that it's summertime, reposting some of your older content and reminding your families of your school's unique qualities is a great strategy that you can use right now. The second strategy is dependability. This is another way to stand out. With every change in leadership, schools kind of lurch from one new directive to the next. So being there, being consistent is a great way to alleviate some of that uncertainty that parents can have from year to year as leadership change. Being uniform in what you offer to families and the community helps parents know what they're going to see when they come in for their second and third child. So again, that consistency. They will feel a lot more comfortable if they know what they're going to be getting. And no one likes instability. Being unstable causes those ancient feelings of anxiety to rise up, and you get that fight or flight mentality, and that makes it easier for your families to leave you. Be dependable, and not only will families stand by you, they'll sell your school for you. The most dependable assets at a school are also the greatest assets. And if you are truly lucky in today's day and age, that's the staff. If you got a stable staff, you are on the path for keeping those kids with you. Often, we forget that our staff can do more than just teach. They themselves have hundreds of contacts in their own email and their own social media accounts. And if they're the kind of staff that live within your community, they're a great asset to use when it comes to spreading your school message. Once a month, you can pass something on to them that they can share with those with whom they have influence. And it can be as simple as a picture of them working with their students. You can add a brief caption on there about how great the students are, and then they can send it to their friends and families, asking them to share it with their friends, and then you get that kind of viral effect where your school's message is going from person to person like wildfire. As the end of the year approaches, or the beginning of the year, it doesn't really matter where you're at in the cycle. Having the teachers spread the word that they'll be back and are excited to see this new crop of kids that are incoming, this is really important. And if this becomes a consistent practice, you'll be surprised how far the word spreads that everything is stable and staying the same. And as the summer weeks kind of roll by, make sure that you're reminding your families of that dependability and how well you've cared for their child. Finally, the third step that we're talking about today is being a fanatic. Being a fanatic about your passion is the secret ingredient to success and leads to that sustained excellence that we're all looking for. If you think of those great principals that you've met in your life, they demonstrate that enthusiasm on a daily basis. And this excitement helps principals promote their schools because they're the first ones in at the morning bell and they're the last ones to leave and wave goodbye to those parents as they're coming and going. This fanaticism about the work can also lend itself to the creation of content. This doesn't mean that you're overworking yourself. You got to make sure that you're spending time with your family because you don't want those relationships to fall away. But if you're excited about the things that you do particularly well, make sure that you're spreading that word. Maybe your school has small learning communities, or you have a really great curriculum, or you have really great relationships with your family and your students, or you go on great field trips. Write a blog post or an article that highlights the stuff that you're really interested in and you can't help but talk about. And then make sure that you can add those research-based reasons that these unique qualities that you're passionate about positively impact your students' growth. And these families that you're greeting every day, don't forget that you have them on an email list. And in marketing, this is one of the most valuable commodities that you got because it gives you direct access to those families. Use that list to share your content. Ask them to forward it to families who might be interested in seeing the good things that your school is doing. During the summer, parents may have some more time on their hands to actually read these emails and pass them on because they don't want to miss any of the upcoming school events at the start of the school year. So make sure that you're sharing your passion for school and their children. Successful principals and, by extension, schools promote themselves with their one-of-a-kind offering their dependability, and their fanatic focus on their passion for education. Using social media, leveraging your staff, and sharing your enthusiasm for education through this content creation are great and easy ways to spread the positive word about what your school is doing. These simple strategies can help you maintain and increase your student enrollment over the summer. What are some other strategies that you can think of that stand out in your mind as you're reflecting? What are ways that you can connect and spread the word to your families? Share your thoughts in the comment section on the corresponding blog that you can find over there on theprincipalentrepreneur.com. The title of that post is just is the same as this, and it is Summertime Marketing Strategies for Public Schools. Go right on over there, click on the blog post, drop down to the bottom, and enter your comments there. If you're a principal, make sure that you check out the new grant scholarships that are available that honors the hard work that you put in on a daily basis. K through 12 principals, click on the grant application and see what you need to do to apply. For more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, you can check out other blog posts at howtobeagreatprincipal.com. And you can also pre-order a free copy of my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. If you're an auditory learner, you can download other episodes of this podcast, The Principal Entrepreneur. I have new episodes weekly, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And if I am lucky enough to get in contact with another educational leader who happens to have some time, I put those podcasts out on Saturdays. If you want to join me as a guest on the podcast, please email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I'm part of a community of supportive principals. Please join our private Facebook group. Just go over there to Facebook and type in The Principal Entrepreneur in the search bar. And come on over and join us, and we can discuss whatever you have on your mind. You can post it, and you will get answers from the group. That is it for this episode of The Principal Entrepreneur.